It's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone, and it's a good Tuesday afternoon for everyone except maybe Tom Brady and the Bills fans
and Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
What four great games to watch last weekend? I mean, my goodness gracious, it was every game was exciting. Every single game.
I think every game came down to a field goal except for the Buffalo game, which was 7 points.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Cincy game, but I think it may have been that close.
But, my goodness, it seemed like for the 49ers game against,
against the Packers.
Game. They weren't ahead at all until the very last, kick.
And I tell you what, Garoppolo, he has about as much arm strength right now as Baker Mayfield had at the end of the season. He's playing injured.
Yes, well, the 49ers have a
but their
good
defense is absolutely, and that's what's really showing up. I think one of the reasons that the staying this close, all the defenses pretty much are really going to town. I mean, Cincinnati, the kid got sacked 11 times and had an interception,
They won,
and he still won.
That's right.
That's what my son said. They don't belong there. They don't because they had a.
There he is. He's on the phone right now.
He is, but you know we're not gonna. I know he'd be too upset to really talk.
Oh, okay.
So we'll keep that away from him.
I tell you, every single game. The only game I thought was kind of boring and was the Tom Brady game. You know, the Bucks.
Well,
the Buccaneers.
He did not score a touchdown until the end of the third quarter, and then all of a sudden it was
on.
A game again.
And they. I mean, it was just one. I mean, the Rams had that dominated them until the end of the third quarter,
right?
And then that turnovers and things like that. But my goodness, he came back. The GOAT came back and tied it up. And then the Rams marched down the field
and had just enough time to get that field goal in.
That's right. So, but the rumors. Now,
but there were two games. I think. Two games ended up in overtime, did it not?
No, just one.
Just the one?
Yeah,
just the last one, okay.
The three games prior to the Buffalo and Kansas City game, which was epic. It was an epic game. Come on.
They were giving their predictions ahead of time, and I forget who it was that whoever has the ball last is going to win this game.
Yeah. We can talk about that one.
Yeah.
But the Brady game, the Buccaneers game against the Rams. The Rams just, I thought that, this is no, I know Tom Brady is great and everything, but geez, they were down like 26-3 or something.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if we had.
It was pretty close to that, yeah.
And it looked like they were dead in the water, and you never count him out.
You can never count him out.
No, and sure enough, they came back and almost won that game, my goodness gracious! What four great football games that we had, and now of course I think NBC broadcasted that game, and I think
Al Michaels
said that there's a lot of buzz about this being Tom. He's 44 years old, and
I mean we kid about it, but I mean he's closer to Social Security than I think anybody has been as a starting player in the NFL.
22 years.
Isn't the average lifespan of most football players about 5 years in the NFL?
Yeah. Of course, you cut running backs in that.
Right, and running backs have such a short life because they take such a beating. Such a beating.
Tight ends, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of them trying to catch the ball in the middle, and guess what happens once you catch
wham,
that?
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
And
you know the thing that really amazes me about the Rams is that their quarterback didn't he spend like 3 years with the Lions and couldn't thing?
He spent more than that.
I thought it was at least 3 years, yeah.
I thought it was 5 or 6.
It could be. But couldn't do a darn thing.
Well, because he had a lousy team around him.
Which goes to not necessarily your coaches, but certainly to your front office.
Yeah, Matthews, he was a number one draft pick. And let's face it, Detroit has, if there was a franchise worse than the Browns, that's it. The Detroit Lions.
I don't know if there was, you know. Mm-hmm. Things we finally got in. Well, we originally, when we had an owner that was interested, and that his son wasn't even interested.
Yeah.
And he sold the team to a guy who was too interested and got in the way all the time and changed the way things are. And then he finally stepped back and our team was able to improve. Now this year, I don't know whether, now, you know, it just makes me wonder, was this year the anomaly with the amount of talent we had, or was last year? And then you look at Odell Beckham Jr., who really couldn't do anything here. Of course, he spent a lot of time injured. When he was here, he was injured a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, He goes to the Rams, and he's back to superstar status. He was that way with the Giants. He was that way with there, but they didn't utilize him to his potential.
Well, because they couldn't get the ball to him. He was right. If these games show anything over the weekend, maybe with the exception of the 49ers and Garoppolo, you had Joe Burrow, you had my goodness gracious, you had Tom Brady, you had Aaron Rodgers, you had Patrick Mahomes, you had
Buffalo kid.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They make or break you.
Yes.
They make or break you.
Yeah.
And if nothing else shows that, it was these games.
Because the defenses are so up for these games when we get to this level,
mm-hmm.
Even though the quarterback can't do his potential, whatever he can do to get things through makes a difference. I mean, when you look at, did you see the numbers on Brady in postseason? And like he's 21, he's so far ahead in so many numbers.
Oh, it's
in postseason, it's crazy.
He has played in so many postseason games.
56 games or something like that?
Who was it? Chris Collingsworth on NBC. You know how many of that game? That's like four seasons.
Yes.
Four seasons.
Just a play season. Just a playoff
games. And Tom Brady, he looks like he could go forever, but does he want to?
Because his stats this year really were still good.
Oh, he's number one in a lot of categories this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the speculation came right now. He must have leaked it out.
It must have leaked it out from him or family or something.
That
his wife wanted him to retire 2 years or three years ago.
She makes more money than he does.
Does she still do that?
Giselle, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if she was
still, I'm not into the world of modeling.
I didn't know
modeling.
If she was still modeling or not, but when she does, she makes more money than him.
Yeah.
And he makes pretty darn good money.
Yes. Oh, and his endorsements. The man's set for life. Set for
And when
many,
it gets done, he'll be doing something else.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as probably heading into the, somebody will want him in a broadcast booth if his wife lets him. He doesn't need to do that.
No.
And he's certainly not going to go into coaching because that's way too. It's a little different preparing for a game you're going to broadcast than preparing for a game against an opponent, you know.
Good coffee, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
It's just perfect.
We try to have have the special blend.
I saw Juan Valdez and his mule before I got here, along with the Sports Sidebar band.
I know. I had to go follow him with a shovel again. That darn mule.
Well, Goodwill doesn't like, you know, they're...
No, they don't. They don't like
it. I mean, they have no sense of humor.
No, they don't.
I got to give the Sports Sidebar band credit, too. You know, this weather hasn't been great, and yet they made it last week and this week. And all our intros are live. People don't realize that.
Yeah, and, you know, a group of people come in just to open and close a show like that.
And what dedication?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Big hearts. And they just love us. I don't know why. You know, we don't give them anything.
No, but we give them exposure. No one else gives them exposure.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. They'll give it, you know, give them a gig at the Goodyear Theater. Guess who are going to be there?
Guess who is going to, huh?
Yeah, the Canadian band, the rock. They had some hits too.
They did.
I wanted to go, but you know, my wife doesn't want to go with me.
And, my wife,
she said, "Guess who are they?" And well, they had
guess who? Oh,
well, they had
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders,
7 or 8 number one hits. Yeah. I mean, it was
well, you know, they got the hotel company. The Eagles are touring again.
Yeah, but the Eagles are going to...
They'll be up at Rocket.
Yeah, now they're still big, apparently, but, you know, the guests who are going to Goodyear Theater.
You know, some of the seats, I kind of looked it up because my wife was maybe interested in going until we saw ticket prices. The nosebleeds are almost $400.
Oh, you're kidding me.
The seats down by the stage, where you probably can't even really see everything... Those go for close to $1,700.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, the Eagles? I mean, they're okay. I'm not
they're
great.
They're good. They're good, but...
They're not that good. Did you go to the right website? Because this sounds like it could be one that those secondary ones you got to be careful with. Maybe if you go right to the, Ticketmaster, I would think.
I think
SeatGeeks. SeatGeeks is the one that does the...
The concerts?
The concerts up at...
But I could not believe that. And it showed, when you picked on the price, it showed you right where the seats were in that area.
Yeah.
There are plenty of them still available at the queue.
You know, I went to look at the Guess Who concert, mm-hmm. and I went to a site and I said, $90 to see the Guess Who? That can't be right. So I found the Goodyear Theater mm-hmm. website, and it was like $25. I mean,
really?
Yeah. You got to be careful. You got to be careful.
So somebody's pocketing probably $1,000.
Oh, yeah. They jack. It's just.
What is that? What did I go to? ScalpersRS.com?
I don't know. But the Guess Who paying? I'm not going to pay $80 to see the Guess Who. Even though but she does want to go, so we won't go. And nuts.
Yeah, she doesn't know who Guess Who is?
Well, once I mentioned some of the hits, oh, yeah, I still don't want to go. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. How'd you get off on that subject?
I don't know.
You do this to me all the time.
I don't know.
No. Anyway.
It's so easy.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady. Yeah, was that the last game we would see? Why not? I mean...
What does he have left to prove?
He has nothing to prove. This was a great game for him. It was. I mean, he didn't lose the game. The defense did.
Right. Because they were ahead.
Mm-hmm. And he got them back to. Oh, here we go again. Tom Brady's going to. I mean, I thought it'd be Tampa Bay and Kansas City again in the Super Bowl. And now, it looks like it's either going to be the Bengals or the Chiefs. But I have to go with the Chiefs. I mean, I would love to see Cincinnati, but my goodness.
Is Kansas's defense, is it that good?
Mahomes is that good. Mahomes is that good.
Okay.
And he's we could have had him. The Cleveland Browns could have had him. Now, who we got was excellent. We got Myles Garrett.
Okay.
But in that draft... We could have had Pat Murphy. It was funny coming here today. The fan had some of the biggest altering franchise moves that they didn't make. Didn't make.
Okay.
So they could have had Roethlisberger. They could have had Russell Wilson.
Well, you know, who would have thought?
Well, I understand.
Who would have thought Roethlisberger, a guy who came from Miami, not even a big Mac school, would have been able to succeed in the NFL like that? Who would have believed that?
Yeah, but
you probably had three
we
quarters.
We got Brandon Edwards or something like that. He's in jail now.
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon, yeah.
You probably had half the Pittsburgh Steelers to three quarters of Ben who from where?
Yeah. Russell Wilson, we could have had him. in the third round when we passed over him. I mean, there was, we had Johnny Manziel, and there was another quarterback in that Johnny Manziel draft that we could have had his head tremendous. We had, oh, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr was.
We could have had Derek Carr.
We had talked about that from the first time we saw Derek Carr play. And you and I.
Yeah, and they picked Johnny Manziel, who's who knows what he's doing.
Didn't they trade up to get to him?
Something like no, we had two picks that year, and
but didn't we trade up a couple?
Well,
picks
I think
to
we may
get
have traded up to get him.
You know, I mean, two picks.
What a waste!
But
So
let's wreck this league.
The what ifs of the Cleveland Browns franchise. That could be a book. You know, there's a book called The What Ifs of History.
Oh, I didn't.
That I may get into once I ever get done with the book of the, useless information.
Yeah. Okay, from
me. And I think you'll hear that book sometime soon.
Okay.
And after I get done with the book of useless information, which is truly useless, but interesting. Useless doesn't necessarily have to be not interesting.
Right. No.
I mean,
no.
Look what we do every week.
That's not necessarily interesting, but yeah, but we like it.
Yeah, and boy, this week you can learn about angels, or whenever it's put on the air, mm-hmm. or, and different mushrooms. Oh, it's very exciting.
It's more exciting than it sounds, actually.
Oh, yes, it is
interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting information of this book of useless information.
Well, but the Browns have a lot of what ifs.
Oh,
my goodness gracious! The lack of selecting talent.
One of the first people to really do a bunch of what if type situations, mm-hmm. I think, was Winston Churchill wrote a book on possible futures of things had things gone differently.
Yeah, I read that book. I don't think Winston Churchill wrote the book. The what ifs of history, but that I've read. But there was an episode in which a marksman from the British during the Revolutionary War had a clear bead on George Washington. But he was going back to his troops, and the soldier felt, you can't kill him now. I mean, it wouldn't be honorable. But what if he decided to kill Washington when he had a chance to do it? And that's a big what if.
Not that the muskets were the most accurate things.
Well, I understand, but he had a clear shot.
Right, okay.
According to this book. If the Spanish Armada wasn't defeated by the Brit, we'd be speaking Spanish right now.
Right, right. And half of that was because of the giant storms that came across the seas at that time.
So there are a lot of what ifs.
Because the Spanish Armada was so much bigger than what England had. England had been conquered many times. And they just got to a point where they finally were able to hold their own.
So that's possible down the road that
okay.
If my editor will allow me to do it.
Well, okay.
Some books I pass by, you say, no way. Anyway. So, the Rams-Bucks game was very exciting, 30-27. And then, what was the next? There was another game that...
The
Bengals game was
exciting. The Stafford thing just blows me away.
Getting back to him, he was a very good quarterback. I don't know where he came out of, but he was an exceptional quarterback. And Detroit, since they're lousier than the Browns from most of the time, picked him. But they never built around him. They did make it to the playoffs once with him. And then after that, they went back to the typical Lions. So when he was traded from Detroit to the Rams, and they built around him. And look what happened.
Now, they traded quarterbacks even, wasn't that? What,
yeah,
they end up with
there was
whoever they had ended up being there. And
it was Goff?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goff. Went to, and he hasn't.
Nobody can. Nope. But again, we could have had those people, but with the teams we had around them, they would have been as successful as our quarterbacks were.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, that's another what if. If we've gotten a Ben Roethlisberger, would he have been as good for Pittsburgh as he would have been, you know, if he went to Cleveland? And you could say no.
You could say that because we didn't have the defense that he had.
No, we didn't have, you know, it's just, you don't know whether it would have been franchise altering if some of these moves were made, if they didn't have a surrounding cast around them.
Right.
But, it would have been interesting.
Which is why we had so much hope for this year again, was dashed to the rocks. It was because we got a quarterback that seemed to be able to move the team and move the ball, and then we built around him even more in the offseason and built up the defense at the same time.
Well, there was one, Nate Ulrich, the Beacon's Brown beat reporter, had a title which I thought was appropriate for the Browns. It was drops, divorce, COVID, injuries, coaching helped doom the Browns.
I mean, he's everything in the world.
I mean, everything, he was right.
Kitchen sink helped doom the Browns.
You know, drop passes.
Yeah.
The divorce with Odell Beckham Jr. But I can't blame Odell Beckham Jr.
No, because look what he's done since he's been out.
The injury to Mayfield made him unable to get him down the field, and that's where he survives. He's a downfield.
He's a guy that gets open.
He made tremendous catches.
Again, that means your quarterback has to be able to see that. You know, what would Bernie Kosar done with an Odell Beckham Jr.?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because Bernie saw the whole field. He could tell where people were going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Baker Mayfield is no Bernie Kosar.
No, Matthew Stafford is a tall, in the pocket, very good quarterback. He's maybe not higher echelon, but he could get the Rams to the Super Bowl. I mean, they're playing the 49ers.
But haven't they not lost the 49ers the last five times they played them?
Yeah,
they lost to them twice this year.
If I was a betting man, I'd pick the Rams.
If I was a betting man, I would not have seen San Francisco going to this week.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Because, again, their QB is hurt. He can hardly throw the ball very far.
Here it is, San Francisco 49ers. Now, Garoppolo, their quarterback, who's could be a free agent after this year. And one of the speculations, there's so much speculation about Baker Mayfield and his future, but that's for another day. Well, why not? Any day. And right? just off subject again. What would these talk show hosts do without Baker Mayfield? I mean, it's almost wall to wall.
Right.
Baker Mayfield.
But you know what? When you hear most of the actual, like, Fox and the Bull, and you hear them, and you say, those guys that would come here, is this guy really better than Baker Mayfield? No. Is this guy really better than Baker Mayfield? No. Is this guy really better than Baker Mayfield?
Well,
no.
They talk in tiers. First tier, second tier, third tier. Would Aaron Rodgers come here?
No.
I mean, he's not going to. I don't know what he's going to do. But quite frankly,
he says he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild.
Well, are we in rebuild again?
I don't know.
I don't
know, but I mean, but Green Bay made it this far. Are they in rebuild?
I don't think they're in rebuild.
Except maybe their quarterback situation.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. They won the most games in the NFC.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I wouldn't call that rebuild.
I don't call it rebuild.
Did they win a good deal of that because of him?
I would think so, but I don't like the guy.
I liked him up until this year. Then all of a sudden, he turned on me.
He's like that tennis star guy, that Dochovic or something went to Australia. He kind of reminds me of that kind of personality. But he's a great quarterback. There's no doubt about it. Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Doesn't mean you have to like him.
No.
You know what? You know, John McEnroe, loud, angry, and yelling at everybody. I still liked him. He was so colorful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And of course, the best athletes in tennis were Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still terrific.
It used to be by the time you were like 25, you were done in tennis.
Well, with the conditioning now, I mean, let's face it, they train now year round.
Yeah.
And that's why you see some of the extensions of careers. But Tom Brady, I don't know whether he wants to go through all that again. And it's 22 seasons, and they got to go through your.
It's not like he doesn't have enough money to live.
Well, you're right. What does he have
for his great grandchildren to live on?
And he has to evaluate his team whether or not they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year. And does he want to go through all that?
That
again?
May be what. You know, he's got to discuss with Bruce and with the management, saying, what are you going to do to make us better?
Yeah.
And actually, his receivers got hurt and COVID.
Yeah.
And that made a big difference for him as well.
Yeah.
He still did all right.
Oh, he did fantastic. There's no doubt about it. He's in the top echelon still of quarterback. But he's not like Ben Roethlisberger, who has, you've seen a serious decline in his talent.
Well, did you hear some of those comments he said before his last game? He was saying, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people think, you know, maybe we shouldn't even be here, but maybe we should. You know, I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Well, he's right.
They didn't belong there.
My goodness, what had to happen for Pittsburgh to get in the playoffs was truly remarkable who lost to Jacksonville? The Colts, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, lost to Jacksonville.
Who were 15.5-point favorites.
Which would have put the Colts in instead of.
And I think he was right. I mean, who would have thought Indianapolis would have lost to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
And everything else that had to happen. Baltimore losing.
Yeah.
And
Baltimore should have had a rough end of the season.
They were decimated by injuries, COVID, you know. They'll be back. And that's, we've talked about this before. In the Kansas City Buffalo game, they say this could be a 10-year rivalry to be the top. You don't hear Cleveland in that discussion.
No.
Josh Allen is just a phenomenal quarterback.
You wanted him from the get-go.
Oh, absolutely. He's tall. He was athletic.
But would he have performed there
I don't know.
Like he did here? Because my answer is, this is a place where quarterbacks came to die.
Well, you had Hugh Jackson. You had Hugh Jackson as a coach. And whether he
When he was available, we had Hugh Jackson?
Yeah.
How much did
Hugh
Jackson have in saying of drafting the team?
I don't know. It was back then.
When they had the really smart guys there.
Real
smart.
Beyond smart.
And the owner interfering.
Yeah. So I don't know how, and that's a huge question, what these talented quarterbacks who are playing, if they were with Cleveland, how they would have.
Because I think I put that to you years ago.
You did?
Well, Tom Brady, I said, but if we had Tom Brady here, would he do what he's doing in New England? And the answer is I don't think there's any way.
Well, Tom Brady and Odell Beckham Jr., how about them? How about Landry and Odell? The problem we have with Mayfield, compare Mayfield with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is taller. He's more athletic. And yet, the powers to be with the Browns felt Baker Mayfield was the better choice. I think history is going to dictate that that's not going to be the right one. And, gosh, I hate to give my sister credit, but I think he's an adequate quarterback. Is he a Super Bowl quality quarterback? Gosh, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
Josh Allen is. Patrick Mahomes is. Those two were phenomenal on Sunday.
Well,
what a game. What a fantastic game.
And she liked very much Tannehill. And look what he has done
Great in Tennessee this weekend. I mean, he did what he needed. The defense let them down, too. And Joe Burrow is going. I mean, Cincinnati is going to be the elite along with Baltimore. What are we doing? I mean, we got some big choices to make in some of the people we keep, but our wide receiver core, are they going to keep Jarvis Landry? I don't think so. Not with that salary.
That would be crazy.
No, they're not going to.
That'd be crazy. He's been our best receiver essentially since he's been here.
Yeah, I think he doesn't really want to stay either. But we got Schwartz and Peoples Jones.
Well, we got a coach who calls the plays who would love to have nothing but tight ends on this team, I think.
Yeah, Hooper has been a big disappointment. But that game between Kansas City and the Bills, my heart goes out to the Buffalo Bill fans. And I'm part of them. I mean, we're both from that area kind of, and I was born in Niagara Falls.
I was born in the town of, well, I was born, but I lived in the town of Tonawanda.
Oh, yeah, it's right.
Which is one of the wonderful, you know, there's three Tonawandas there.
And a lot of strange Hamburg.
Hamburg. I'm going to Hamburg.
Lackawanna.
Lackawanna, that was it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the Seneca.
So the Buffalo itself isn't super big, but when you add in all those little burbs, it's pretty nice.
Well,
Buffalo itself isn't that much bigger than Akron, but it's so isolated from other larger towns.
The Western, yeah. Well, they were part of the original AFL, American Football League,
right,
before the merger, and when they did merge with the NFL, they came along with it,
right?
Like Green Bay. Green Bay is,
except that well,
Green Bay is like the size of Canton.
Right, but probably like Buffalo, there's a lot of little burgs that surround it that add into a decent size.
Yes, I mean, you draw from Erie, I mean, it's only an hour drive from short drive. And
from Erie, isn't it about an hour to Pittsburgh?
It's an hour to Pittsburgh. It's an hour and a half to Cleveland. I mean, you can pick take your choice. And of course, you get the Canadian audience too. Niagara Falls, Ontario, and Toronto. They get a lot of interest there. This year, I'm sure it was cut down drastically because of the COVID restrictions. But you know, Buffalo is a small market town.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter in the NFL because
there's so much television money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salary caps, and so you can't spend more than this, and salary bottoms, you can't spend less than this, and you get more money coming in than what you can, and not only do the salary caps go up again next year, but they've already cleared some salary cap space with Odell Beckham and probably with Landry.
Yeah, Landry, and they're not going to pay Baker what Buffalo's paid Josh Allen.
Right.
Josh Allen he got a $40 million contract for 5 years or something. Ungodly amount of money. But wow, you watch him. You watch him, and he runs the. He's a gifted quarterback. So is Mahomes. Mahomes is fantastic. I mean, that game was tied. I couldn't believe they tied the game. I mean,
Every time I thought somebody had that game won, they flipped. I mean, the last four minutes, it flipped four times.
I think it was 20-some points in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
What an exciting game. I mean, I said, oh, we're going to win. Oh, no. I mean, win being Buffalo.
Yeah.
And here comes Mahomes. I thought, well, 13 seconds left, 3-point. He's not gonna. How can he? 13 seconds. Of course, he had all timeouts.
And three plays later, he was in field goal range.
Well, the defense just absolutely collapsed. Buffalo's defense collapsed on him, and Mahomes just picked him left and right with Kelce and some of the other receivers they have. And so, I was hoping, please miss the field goal. Oh, it was perfect.
Well, yeah, but they wasn't that far off.
No,
I mean,
he missed the extra point.
He did. Yeah.
So you would okay. He made it. And so he had a gut feeling once it went into overtime. At home at Buffalo.
Buffalo never even got the ball in the
overtime. Well, they went rushed right down the field, scored a touchdown.
That was it.
But you can see the Bills were prematurely celebrating on the side with only 13 seconds left. And I said, 13 seconds with Patrick Mahomes with three timeouts.
Maybe that's why the defense was busy celebrating in their heads.
Well, you had mentioned several times before the prevent defense prevents you from winning sometimes, and that was exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They collapsed.
We'll go give them 4 or 5 yards, which turned into 25 yards.
Yeah, and I can't imagine how the Buffalo fans are feeling today. It's just got to be.
Yes, you can. We've been there many times, except that we never got that close.
No, well, the Super Bowl, they were in the Super Bowl like 3 years in a row. When was that? They missed a field goal that could have won the field.
Right, one of them against the Giants. That was what's-his-name's, Bill Parcells' first win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Was because Buffalo missed a field goal.
Yeah. But this was a heartbreaker.
It was.
It was. And, you know, Kansas City's been in it. I mean, I think they have to be the odds on favor to beat Cincinnati next week. I mean, I would think that they, but you can't. Joe Burrow is a very talented young man.
Sacked 11 times, had an interception, and still won the game.
I don't know if he can, that offensive line can keep Kansas City out.
Yeah.
But you saw how Josh Allen was able to beat him. Some key runs and I don't know if Joe Burrow at this stage, he's only in the second year. In the first year, he missed half the season because of injuries.
Right, right.
That he would have the same talent level as Josh Allen, who's got maybe a couple more years under his belt. But he's going to be a talent in this, in the this Central the Division.
First, I mean, this is the first year since 93 that they won a playoff game. Or is it 83?
Yeah, away.
93 or 83?
Oh, it away game.
Away game. Away game. Maybe it was 83 for an away game win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And how many years did they have that Andy Dalton and never made it out of the first round?
Marvin, what was Marvin's last name? Marvin, the coach.
The coach that came from the Ravens, took over Cincinnati.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
Marvin somebody or
another. Yeah.
And well, his biggest problem was they got to the playoffs and never made it beyond the first.
I mean, they had a winning season almost every year he was there.
Marvin.
He almost made it to the, and he couldn't win a playoff game.
Yeah, I forgot his name. And then
Marvin Lewis.
I knew it.
Yeah,
you were testing me. I knew it.
You were testing me. And I now I'm not at the internet. This time.
No.
I was ready to report, though.
Good friend of Hugh Jackson.
Yes, yes. And,
but kept beating you. Kept getting into the playoffs and never getting beyond the first round.
Right.
And finally that cost him his job.
And they got to the point where they'd get to the first round, they couldn't sell out the stadium for a first round playoff game. Can you imagine that in Cleveland?
No.
In Cleveland.
No. No. One thing about the Cleveland fans, they're loyal. And
0-16 and they were there.
And they were there.
They were there.
Well, they didn't show up the last game of this season. Because Baker was out, and really Cincinnati didn't need that. I mean, they may have technically sold out.
I think they were having a better time out to the parking lot.
Oh yes, that is something to behold. That is. I don't know how those people make it in sometimes.
Some of them don't. Some of them go over there without tickets. They just go to do the outside stuff.
I remember once going up there with Buffalo in town. It was hard to find we get there 3 hours before the game. The parking lots are all full. We were fortunate enough to find one spot by Burke Lakefront.
Okay.
There were beer cans everywhere. The Buffalo fans were drinking. The Cleveland, they were, you know, the him and haw about chatter that each side gave.
Right,
I mean, I won't even say some of the words. Hey-ho. I mean, it was one thing after another. But it is one. There's nothing like tailgating in the an NFL game. There really isn't if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The cookouts, I mean.
The cookouts and, people have the big screen TVs.
And then they have some of these size of buses.
Yeah.
Buses.
Yeah.
With the grills and everything. The only thing I ever came close to seeing that was I had an opportunity to go see a Brewers game.
Okay.
When I was working in Milwaukee, and they did it right. That stadium is fantastic.
It is.
And around, did you have a chance to go?
I have been, yeah.
You see the parking lots around there?
Not
like our convoluted up there.
Yeah. And then they have the other end of the parking lot is where the Chiefs play.
Oh, wait. No, you're talking Kansas City. I'm talking Milwaukee.
No, I haven't been to Milwaukee stadium.
Well, even Philadelphia, too. They have these huge parking lots around the stadiums. And we really don't have that. I mean,
yeah, Kansas City did have a huge.
Yeah.
I've been to see the Royals.
Yeah. But the Brewers games, I mean, they were tossing footballs before the baseball game. And they're big into sausages, obviously, in Wisconsin. Yeah. It was crazy, and I saw a little of that when I went to a Phillies game too. They have huge parking lots that everybody in Cleveland, especially with Progressive Field, you have all these private little lots you have to find, right? And
they don't have a lot of big parking decks there, at least down by the Browns. They got the muni lot and some other things.
But they're not it's a little bit of a jog
it is.
To go from the muni lot to the stadium, even Perk Lakefront is a jog. And because it's such a jog and the people are inebriated, some just don't make it. I was walking to the game once and there was a couple young ladies who had too much. One was throwing up. Said, I've been there, but I usually make it to the game. Oh, I don't know if I can make it to the game. Oh, well, you know. Anyway. But, you know, it's fun. It's an event.
Yes.
It's an event. But my goodness gracious, what four games? What else? I want, let me see. Tennessee, which I thought was kind of the hidden, nobody was talking about Tennessee. Derrick Henry was back. And sure enough, Cincinnati beat them at home. All these games were at, except for Kansas City, the three upsets were all, because visiting teams beat them.
Yeah.
You had the Rams, beating Tampa.
In Tampa.
Tampa. And you had.
You had San Francisco beating.
Green Bay. It was two.
Yeah.
2 degrees. Yeah. I was talking about Garoppolo had never played in a game below 40 degrees.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, wait. Before he came there, he was.
That's what he said.
He was in New England.
I understand that. That's what they said. Never played in maybe a playoff game or.
Or maybe he was in the games, but he didn't play the games.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're behind Brady, you only play when he gets hurt.
So. Garoppolo, I don't know how many games he played for New England, but that's what they had.
He was there several, and Belichick didn't want to trade him.
No.
Brady wanted him gone.
Yeah.
I think Brady saw him as too much competition or something.
Yeah.
But,
Aaron Rodgers wanted gone, before they got rid of Favre. He said, I'm sitting on the bench and I know I'm good. But he got Brett Favre. They got rid of Brett Favre and he went out to
the That's game. One of the, big debates now. The kid they got there, they want him out there, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
And he's, Favre is getting, Rodgers getting so hard to deal with from the upper management level.
Well, he's 38, 39 years old. I don't think he's a fit for Cleveland, so that's out.
No.
Russell Wilson, I don't think he's going to leave Seattle if they keep Pete Carroll. I think those are a duo, and they had a lot of injuries too, so Russell Wilson was out. Garoppolo, I don't know if he wants to come to Cleveland. And those are the top tier. And Derek Carr. I think it
lost. Derek Carr is possibly available.
Available. But I think Vegas is going to pay him. So who you got? I mean, after that, you got nobody really better than Baker.
Right.
So and you're stuck with Baker.
That's most of, you know, and that's what a lot of the guys in the fan were saying. Mm-hmm. The people that you would be able to get to come here are no better than Baker.
And I'm trying to be objective, but looking at the four teams and the quarterbacks that each of these teams have, I can't see Baker Mayfield getting to that level. Maybe Johnny, Garoppolo, maybe. But the other three with Rodgers and Burrow and Brady and Allen and Mahomes.
Garoppolo's the oldest one of the group, isn't he? He's not that old, but he's older than those guys.
No, Aaron Rodgers by far.
No, but I meant as far as the
potentials?
Yeah.
I don't know if Garoppolo wants to come to Cleveland. If the 49ers somehow beat the Rams and they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, he's not going anywhere.
Right. Why would you want to do that?
And why would they let him go? What do they got behind him?
I have no idea. I don't have any idea.
That's always a question you got. Yeah. Who do you have behind him to take over?
And
we know that Green Bay has somebody behind. They wouldn't mind putting up.
So of the four teams that are remaining, who would you want to see in the Super Bowl? Who would make up the best? I guess.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think I'd rather see Cincy there than Kansas City again. Do I don't? But can they beat them in Kansas City when they're playing at this level? I don't know.
Well, certainly Cincinnati.
It should be one heck of a game.
It should be, but Cincinnati is definitely the Cinderella team.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They won their division.
They won their division. I just don't think
they beat the best team in the division.
In the conference.
In the conference.
Yes. I know. I just.
But you're asking me who would I want?
I guess who. the best game. What would be the best possible game?
That may be a better game than what you get the NFC and AFC.
You know what? You're right.
That might be the Super Bowl there, well, to be honest with you.
The 49ers and Rams. I don't.
Is the 49ers really better than the Rams?
I don't think
Or does the 49ers somehow, there are teams, no matter how good or bad they are, always have another team's number.
Yeah, and that's
the they have the four. San Francisco has the Rams number.
Well, I would have to say I think it's going to be Kansas City and the Rams. Those are the two best teams on paper. Right?
On paper.
Yeah.
On paper, I can't.
Oh, now to get back to sentimentally, I would love to see Cincinnati in. And I think Cincinnati would have a darn good shot of beating the 49ers. I really do. I don't know if they could beat the Rams. But who would have thought the Rams and the 49ers would be the teams maybe the Rams, but you certainly.
But you know what? There's this thing in the back of the and athletes are superstitious and all, mm-hmm. but knowing that they've beat you the last five times they played you, they beat you both times this year, they beat you both times last year, and they beat you the last time the season before that.
I know
that gets in players' heads.
Yeah,
and is San Francisco really better than the Rams? I would say. On paper, no. But they've got one heck of a defense, and that and the little guy in the back of their head saying, we can't beat these guys, you know, no matter what we do.
I think Kansas City and Cincinnati met this year, but I don't know what the outcome of that was. But Kansas City seems to be the team that, right now, as we speak, more destined to win it all. I think they just got a super quarterback.
Yeah.
Adequate enough defense to
they don't have the San Francisco defense.
No.
But they don't need the San Francisco defense.
Isn't something after the Rams game, the Rams and who did they play again? They played Tampa.
They played Tampa, yeah.
And who did they interview afterwards? Odell Beckham Jr.
Of course.
Can you believe that? There's a guy that...
Well, the last game they interviewed him, too.
Yeah. And he was part of that divorce in which Nate Ulrich, the Beacon reporter, said was part of the... But again, you know, I just...
We weren't getting out of him what he had, and we couldn't.
We couldn't because we couldn't throw the ball to him. And hey, he's 29 years old, and that's old for a receiver.
And I think looking at the season, once Baker really got hurt, especially the second shoulder injury that he received... Shut him down, get a surgery, get him ready for next year.
That was something that prudent, that would be prudent
right.
to do.
But nobody's, but I don't, I think our coach was afraid of
absolutely.
Not playing him.
And
I think we would have won just as many games. We didn't win games because of him. Sometimes we won games despite him, it seems. And I'm not against Baker Mayfield. I'm against him playing hurt the way he did the entire season, and there's no reason in heck he should have been on that field against the Lions, because we did not need him to beat the Lions.
No.
And that would have given him an extra week to rest up and condition up and get ready for the games we really needed him, like the game that we didn't have him against the first game against Baltimore.
Yeah. You know Kurt Warner, the guy that they had the movie about.
I didn't see that. Did you see it?
I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it?
I don't see it.
Scab. I don't want to see him.
He says that's just an excuse, that Baker Mayfield should have been able to play at a higher level than he did hurt because it was his left side. But I don't know. I've never had a torn labrum, and having, you know, 275-pound linebackers coming after me.
George Jessen, he's got a question for me.
Yeah, I don't know, but what puts me in doubt about Baker Mayfield being able to get the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl is just watching what we saw this weekend. Joe Burrow and Mahomes, You're going to have Lamar Jackson back. And is he capable of beating a Kansas City, or is he capable of beating a Buffalo to get to the higher echelons? Now, last year they almost did it.
Yeah.
But last year they hurt Mahomes.
Right. But they didn't put enough pressure on this replacement.
That's right.
And Buffalo really got beat, from what I remember, pretty bad in the playoff, because we played Kansas City better than Buffalo did last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Now Buffalo got spanked by Kansas City.
They did.
Last year too. But not this year. It was a fun game to watch. 13 seconds. I said, Buffalo's going.
Yep.
Well, she wants Cincinnati because her son lives down there. She has no reason, rhyme or reason, other than, well, my son lives in the Cincinnati area, so I'm with the Bengals. Well, I said, I'm from Buffalo area. I was born there. But
you say you're wrong.
Yeah. I said, okay. All right, honey. Yeah, it's just got to the point.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Jeez. You just give up sometimes.
It's the safe thing to do.
It's the safe thing to do. But I don't know. I just, that's the higher ups have to look at what's ahead of them in the conference to say whether or not Baker Mayfield gets you to that level, the Mahomes level. And when you got guys like Tony Romo saying, well, this is going to be the 10-year rivalry.
A possible 10-year rivalry, yeah.
And you're not hearing anything about, you still got Tennessee. Tennessee's they're no.
And I have to give your sister credit. She really liked Tannehill. She liked him a lot. He couldn't do it in Miami, but boy, look what he's doing.
I tell you, she told me when they got Mahomes, watch out for this guy. She knows her talent. There's no doubt. I mean, she studies football more than anybody I know. And she said Baker's not the answer. And maybe he's not. I don't know. But I think what's going to happen next year is that they're going to see how he is healthy and go from there. I don't know who they can get in to compete with for the job. I don't know, even if that helps. But unless
Baker competing helps him.
It may, but who are they going to have to compete?
I don't know. That's
the question.
Not who they got now.
No, I mean, it's just... So is it the status quo? Is the status quo at the quarterback position going to get you to the highest level? Now they say, look what happened last year. Well, okay.
But was last year the anomaly or this year the anomaly for Cleveland?
I don't know. You ever have roast anomaly?
It's a little bitter.
It's a little bitter. It's tough, too. Yeah. I don't like the anomaly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barbecued anomaly season right.
I'm not into barbecue. So.
You're not?
No, too messy. Too messy.
Oh.
I'm already sloppy without being that messy.
Oh, I am too. I have to wear a bib every time I eat. I do. I mean, I don't know how my wife does it. She eats the same food I do and never gets anything on
it. Yeah, my wife's the same way.
How can they do that?
Yeah, the same reason we're wrong on everything else.
I have grease stains and everything else, spaghetti sauce, and I look over, nothing.
Yeah.
Now, once in a while, something gets away and... It just frustrates me. So I just wear a bib. I got this big, huge bib I wear. And, of course, I don't wear it when anybody else is over for dinner.
Right,
it would be kind of embarrassing. But
sure. Little lobster on there,
Well, speaking of beef, he had a surgery.
He had a surgery.
And it was a success, they said.
Yes. A perfect surgery.
Perfect. By a very smart guy. Very, very smart. I'm surprised that the front office wasn't able to perform the surgery.
I'm surprised. They can do so much because they're so smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like them. I mean, I think they're a good front office, but they have some real decisions to make. And
And then the bottom line is, if you don't go with Baker, but you still win enough games to do okay, where the heck are you going to find somebody who can really find a quarterback who's going to be middle of the pack that still can turn you around?
Yeah. I mean, they have soon-to-be free agents. You got Clowney.
Yeah, and I would hate to see him go because he really, really helped out being on the other side.
You got the punter, Colquitt, but they seem to If anything else, too, that shows the importance of a position is the field goal kicker.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes, they won three out of the four games, and actually tied the game for Kansas City. So I would pay, I would find the best kicker in the world and pay him whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the kickers are always an afterthought, and I never understood why.
Last year, only one kicker was actually drafted.
Yeah. And these these guys can make or break you.
Yeah. Closer to break you than make you. But, but you know, and you look at our early season, I mean, the guy missed about as many field goals as he made.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
Yeah.
And the other guy wasn't quite as bad.
No. So,
but that's because they're afterthoughts.
Yes, they seem to be, and I don't know why, especially after these four games where they played a tremendous role in the outcome of those games. Who else? You got the punter, Colquitt.
Yeah, there was a missed extra point, one missed extra point, and one mixed field goal in the
game.
Was that the Tampa Bay game?
Or that was a Kansas City game.
And then
the other team went for 2 points and
got the 2 points.
Got the 2 points to make it a 3-point game. Oh, what a that Kansas City! That's an epic game. That was an epic.
It was,
game.
You know, and that's what I'm thinking. The Cincinnati game,
maybe
against Kansas City will look like also.
I hope that
should be the Super Bowl. To be honest with you, I think whoever you play.
Oh, the Rams are not chopped liver.
They're not.
I would say that the Rams got a good shot of being in the Super Bowl.
If they can get past San
Francisco. I understand that, but offensively, they're a better team.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. And
oh, absolutely. When your quarterback he's not at 80%.
No, but Matthew Stafford Garoppolo is an excellent quarterback. He just, in Detroit, he had nothing around him. He couldn't flourish. He's flourishing.
Yes.
I mean, he marks that team right now.
And they've traded for him, and I think they traded
they got
quarterbacks
Goff.
Goff. Goff did okay for the Rams.
Yeah, but
he's not doing what Stafford's doing for him.
He's an excellent quarterback. So how much time we got?
Not much.
Oh, well, we got Ronnie Harrison Jr. He's a safety. He's a free agent. Rashard Higgins, a wide receiver. Was usually our third receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to keep him. You got offensive tackle Chris Hubbard. Malik Jackson's probably not going to be back. He's the guy that exposed himself in Florida and kicked the officer. And I think his days are numbered. The real smart guys.
They're not going to put up with that.
All right. Well, I'll get ready for my pun if we're.
We're getting there.
Okay.
Is that everybody?
No. Malik Jackson, he's out of here probably. Tack. Good old Tack McKinley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's a free agent. Tight end David Njoku. I think they may keep him. Malcolm Smith, a linebacker. MJ Stewart. He is a cornerback. Anthony Walker Jr. is a linebacker. So they got quite a list of free agents that are unrestricted, meaning they can go.
They can go.
I think Clowney
did. He only signed a 1-year contract.
Yeah, I think he did a decent job.
I think he did, too. I'd like to see him back.
Miles
are they going to pay for him?
I don't know.
You got him on one side and Garrett on the other. You never know which side they're coming at you from.
Another guy whose option year is coming is Denzel Ward. He's expected to make a minimum of $19 million.
Hmm.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
And that's another big decision where they want to go to. There's restricted and exclusive rights, too. You got restricted free agent Steven Carlson, he's a tight end. Darnus Johnson is a... I think somebody's going to offer him a nice deal.
Probably.
And then the Cleveland can match it.
But
I don't know. The rumor is, with Kareem Hunt being hurt so much, that he may be out of here and Darnus Johnson could be...
He did his job. He did his job whenever he got the opportunity. Yeah. Okay, now we got time for the pun. Now we got the pun.
All right.
Coming right at you here. All right. As we dig through the pun file.
My grandma is on speed dial, and now I call her on Instagram.
Yeah, well, your grandma's very hip.
Yeah,
very hip. All right. We're going to see you next week.
Yeah,
it should be a couple of good games. Of really good games going in there and as we hit divisional playoffs here. And
we got the Pro Bowl, too.
And we got divisional games. So we'll see you next week on Sports Sidebar.